Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Medical technology, or medtech, is a growing area of specialty in Ireland, especially in and around County Galway, where numerous medtech companies have set up. My next guest is one of them. Her company creates a device for a type of late-stage cancer treatment, which affects 500,000 Europeans every single year. Her business is hoping to get approval from the FDA in the United States, which could catapult her to greater success. Dr. Michelle Tierney is Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of Symphysis Medical. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Tell us a little bit more about the cancer care device that you're working on.
Sure, yeah. So we're actually treating one of the most common complications of late-stage cancers, where liters of fluid can build up in the chest cavity. So normally you and I would have just a few teaspoons in our chest cavity, and that's there to help your lungs expand into your chest as we breathe. What happens in late stage or terminal cancers, particularly breast cancer, lung cancer, for instance, is that as they approach the latter stages of their cancer, the inflammation can affect the pipes effectively that are bringing the fluid in and out of that cavity, and the balance of the fluid is knocked out of kilter, resulting in liters of fluid.
Yeah.
And that puts pressure on their diaphragm, puts pressure on their lung, and it makes it really difficult for them to breathe. They can get chest pain. Walking across the room can be really debilitating at a time of their lives where I guess they're already dealing with a lot of other problems that they're facing with their cancer. So what we've developed is a digital drainage device that can be placed as a day case in the hospital, allows the person to go home on the same day, and basically from there they can drain themselves independently or with the help of a public health nurse or a family member. So really reducing the amount of repeat hospital visits they otherwise may have to do to get treated in the hospital. We've also addressed a problem around independence and autonomy. So at the moment, there is a catheter that allows people to drain in a similar way. However, over 90% of patients that get that technology or that catheter rely on either a public health nurse or a family member. So it hugely affects their sense of independence, their dignity, having to rely on others for their care, when actually a lot of these people still have the dexterity and the flexibility to drain themselves if they had a technology that was designed with them in mind, with their needs in mind, to allow it to do it themselves at home.
And do you physically make these devices in Galway?
So we have partnered with Philips Medisize. They're based up in Donegal, and they will be manufacturing our device for us. So,
but you designed it?
We did, yes, myself and my co-founder, Tim Jones. So we partook in an innovation program called BioInnovate. It's based in the University of Galway. We took part back in 2017 to 2018. And it was at the end of that program where basically through that program, we got the opportunity to go into hospitals, shadow clinicians, talk to patients, and really it was through our conversations with the patients where we truly understood the pain points of having this condition. So there's clinical pain points and clinical improvements that need to be made, but what really struck us was when talking to the carers and patients was the psychosocial aspects, the independence, and how actually that was really at the fore in terms of what they, where they put their value, what they wanted at those latter stages was their quality of life. So that's what fed into what we ultimately designed, which is really about comfort, making it discreet looking. It's a one-handed drainage operation, taking into mind their comfort level when they're draining, all of these things.
Now, I mentioned that you're looking to get approval in the United States for the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. That could be a game changer for you.
Absolutely. That'll be our first regulatory approval in any territory.
So you're not approved here in Ireland?
No, interestingly enough. So this would be a fairly common trend amongst medtech.
So the Europeans are slower to approve than the Americans?
So the Europeans introduced new regulatory requirements that effectively increased the burden of evidence we would have to provide to get it to the market in Europe. And as a result, we looked to the US, and not just from a regulatory point of view, but from a market access point of view. It's a homogenous market. You know, all the states are open once we get regulatory approval. Whereas when we get regulatory approval in Europe, you still have to figure out the nuances.
I thought you, once you get approval from the EMA, the European Medicines agency, that does that not allow you to sell all over Europe?
Yes, in theory, yes. But the market access when it comes to, for instance, how reimbursement, how different countries manage their procurement, distribution channels, they're all separate in Europe, whereas in the US, it's kind of a more homogenous market. So we wouldn't be the first med tech to go to the US first. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, by going to the US first, it should allow us to actually get to Europe in the longer term quicker, right, because we will then be able to generate the evidence while we're in the US that will feed into our regulatory submission to Europe.
And have you clinical trials done?
No. So the particular regulatory pathway that we can go into the US via and based on the classification of our device, so we're a class 2 medical device, means that we can actually get onto the market with just preclinical evidence, so lab tests, usability testing, and that's because there's existing technology on the market that's similar enough to what we're doing that there's no risks that we pose that would concern the regulator, and therefore we can get onto the market quicker. The patients can get the value of it quicker, and therefore obviously you keep a close eye on things through clinical studies once you're on the market to ensure everything goes well. But again, with the risk classification of our device, there's no major concerns there.
Why has Galway and the west of Ireland become such a hub for medtech?
Various reasons, I reckon. I guess, you know, in the 70s and 80s, there was multinationals like Boston and Medtronic came here for the skilled professionals, for their R&D and their manufacturing facilities. Then you have the University of Galway that has, you know, really progressed in biomedical engineering, the health sciences.
And helped your company.
Absolutely. We're hugely indebted to the BioInnovate programme. And everything, the platform that provided us to allow us to go into the hospitals in the first instance and identify this problem. So I think it's a mixture of academic and industry coming together, and then people kind of, you know, maybe retiring out of Boston and Medtronic and setting up their own small businesses. Mm. And then that has a feedback effect into the community, because Galway is small, I suppose, on the scale of things. And there is a lovely community and network around medtech as well in Galway. So I think it's all a feedback loop.
Small but beautifully formed, as some people might say, in the west of Ireland. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
that
Joe.
Is Dr. Michelle Tierney, Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of Symphysis Medical.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.